The Podfix Network.
This is just like riding a bike, as I like to tell people nowadays. I fell off my bike a lot as a kid. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. And once again, I don't know if he's ever coming back, but once again, I am not joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. Instead, that's right, we have another special guest. In fact, he's much more than special. Many refer to him as the MVP. He's hosted and appeared on a countless number of podcasts. There are even long-standing rumors he's been gunning to replace Adam on this very show. Please welcome back Keith Galla.
Okay. I'm not gunning for Adam's job.
Well, currently you're doing Adam's job, so...
I'm gunning for your job and getting Adam back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good luck with that, because he's going to be a lot harder to get on the show than I am.
All right, well, I'll do what I can from there, but that's always been my goal, is to replace you, not Adam.
Oh, so I've misunderstood that all these years, is that you're actually gunning for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Adam's taking himself out of the equation, so I guess I don't know what I could do now, but yeah.
You could just do our show solo?
No. I'd recruit in one of these fabulously talented people you've brought on before me.
Well, now I'm really confused. What is your goal? You're not gunning for Adam. It sounds like maybe you're not gunning for me. Or you're just trying to get me off my own show.
So I can't do that anymore because then Adam's not here, and then it's not really This Week Today if I take both of you out.
That's what I'm saying. I think I might have the.
So
leverage
you're
here
safe.
In this situation.
You're safe. You dodged a shot there, buddy. I hope Adam comes back at some point, even as if he's a guest host at that point. I hope he comes back. Miss you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I do too. I miss him.
I doubt he listens to this, but missed you, buddy.
He probably doesn't. But getting back to you, you've been on the show many times. What we've done is we've obviously had a series now of guest hosts, and they've all been terrific. And with everyone else, we've done get to know so-and-so. I don't feel like we have to do that with you. I don't see you've been on here too many times.
I mean, you've never asked me any questions, but sure, yeah.
But I mean, I think along the way, people.
I mean,
learn
I prepped in case you did. So,
did you really?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to waste your preparation, but I will say this: do you remember the last time you were on the show? Do you know which episode? That's kind of putting you on the spot, so I don't mind telling you. But you were last on the show on episode 154, back on May 29th, 2022.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Seems like it wasn't that long ago.
I want to honor your preparation. So even though you've been on the show many, many times, we really haven't done Get to Know Keith.
No, we haven't.
Let's spend just a minute and play Get to Know Keith Galla.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Well, I bleed like nobody else.
You bleed? Like you have a bleeding issue? What a weird way to start.
All right.
Okay, well, what else, Keith, besides your bleeding issues? Are you having trouble composing yourself? You are. You're having trouble composing yourself.
One second. Okay.
We've learned one fun fact about you, and you've already lost your mind.
All right. We should probably just
You just want to wrap up, get to know Keith Galla with you bleed a lot, and then you just want to move on?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll leave it up to you.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. That line hit me like that. Sorry. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. Sorry. I wasn't expecting that to happen. Oh, Jesus.
Keith. Yeah. Keith, I'm sorry to say this because after all the previous get to know segments, I've said, hey, that was a very successful round of get to know segments.
Well, okay. So yeah. So sorry. I composed myself. I bleed like nobody else. In my life, I've been a movie star, a rock star, a sports star, all wrapped into one, and I worked harder at it than anybody else. I'm every woman's dream and every man's nightmare. And I'm the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing son of a gun. Who has a laughing problem, apparently. Ah, man. But just some fun facts about me, and I rushed right through them because really didn't need that to go bad again. Wow.
Is that a reference to something? Should I have recognized that dialogue, or did you make that
those
up?
Are all Ric Flair quotes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I knew it was something.
Yeah, I was going to just come in with the style and profiling, but then I read a couple other ones. I was like, these are pretty good. Yeah. I'm an open book, people. I've been on this show many a time.
Does he also bleed a lot? Is that Ric Flair, or is that
yeah? No, that yeah. All four of those were Ric Flair ones. I bleed like nobody else. Is another one. Is I just did not expect for me to say that and then start to laugh very hard. And if you want to know an actual real fact about me, I am narcoleptic, and a side symptom of that is called cataplexy, people. And cataplexy is when you can't control all your muscle functions. And it kicks in at heightened bits of emotion. For me, it kicks in when I start laughing. The harder I laugh, the more I sit here and crumple down into a chair. People have probably, if you ever noticed me, kind of on either Back in the Day with Pop-Up or on Monster Hunters, I kind of just drift off. It's usually because of that. I've made myself laugh very hard. And I struggle to catch my breath and say something that sounds anywhere good. And I don't think I thought I bleed like nobody else was supposed to do that. So there we go. My bit absolutely ruined. But Chris, we got other bits on the show, don't we?
We have so many bits on the show, as listeners already know that. Well, I honestly don't know how to score that round of Get to Know Keith Gala. It was either amazing and fantastic, or it was a complete bomb. Well,
I mean, I think we're going to put an asterisk next to it because you took 10 months off and I got, you know, I got out of shape. So I'm going to put that back on you, buddy.
All right, I'll accept that. I'm just glad that you're here. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm glad I'm still here and not passed out from that.
not on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that could have happened, I guess.
Yeah, could have.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying. It's gotten worse. Like doing stuff with my kids, like trying to be sneaky with them and stuff, and they'll catch me and start laughing. Like we were in the pool one day and we're playing this basketball game, and then they were trying to steal the ball from me and I started laughing, and the same thing started happening, and one goes, "Oh, hurry up, he's going into laugh mode. Get him." And I'm like, thanks, guys. Thanks. As opposed to, hey, let's make sure Dad doesn't drown in the pool. Yeah, let's get him because he's laughing too hard. But, you know, that's what we got for you.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that, Keith. And with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
Absolutely.
Keith, I know... Or at least I'm very confident that you celebrated today Back to the Future Day.
Yeah. If I didn't, I'm going to go back and do it.
Same.
I'm going to try not to have my mom make out with me, but I'm going to watch it.
Tomorrow is National Fossil Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fossil collecting story, but I'm not going to tell it. Tuesday is... Well, we just don't have time, Keith. We got to keep moving. Tuesday is I Love Yarn Day, which longtime listeners of the Gravity Beard podcast know that that is actually Sam Barsky Day.
Yeah. Sam the man.
That's right. Sam Barsky, artistic knitter.
He doesn't know who Paul Harvey is.
I bet Sam Barsky might. Anyway, if you haven't heard of Sam Barsky, use your Google and look up Sam Barsky, artistic knitter.
And also listen to the Gravity Beard episodes. Very good interview.
Oh, that's right. Greg and I interviewed Sam Barsky, so look it up in the Gravity Beard feed. Thank you for that, Keith. Wednesday is National No Beard Day. What are you going to do on Wednesday, Keith?
Not celebrate that. I got a nice beard going right now. Not gonna get rid of it.
All right. Well,
it's very gray.
I have the face of a hairless cat, so maybe I'll celebrate for both of us.
Well, I keep growing it, hoping that it inspires the bald spot on my head to like kick back in. But I don't think it works that way.
The top of your head gets jealous of your face.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't get it. Like my facial hair grows in very quickly, it comes back very quickly. So if I have that much hair growth coming back in, why would you just stop in one spot?
Just a cruel joke. That's what that is.
It is. It's so annoying, but it is what it is.
Thursday, Keith, is the day that the swallows depart for San Juan Capistrano. How about that?
Nice. I got to get on a jet down there.
Friday is National Breadstick Day, and if Adam was here, he would say unlimited salad and breadsticks at Olive Garden.
By the time this came out, I will have celebrated those unlimited breadsticks. With a trip to Olive Garden coming up shortly here.
Nice. And we'll wrap up this week of terrific celebrations with something that I'm very much behind, which is National Magic Day. Love me some magic.
Yeah. I love magic. It's great.
All right. Well, Keith, with that, let's turn our attention to this week in history.
All right. Looks like we got a few things that may have happened this week in history. 1648, the Thirty Years' War ends. Not really sure when it started, but it ended then. In 1904, New York City, the subway first opens. I wonder if they planned for mass amounts of rain that could, flood subways at the time. Probably not. But I used to live in New York. I loved riding the subway. It was great. So easy to get around. In 1962, James Brown records his breakthrough Live at the Apollo album.
Legendary.
Yeah. In 1964, Minnesota Vikings Jim Marshall runs the wrong way with a recovered fumble.
I want to see if that's on YouTube or something.
Probably. They have like a cute nickname for that. Like they used to have the butt fumble and things like that. Is there one of those for that play?
I don't think so, but I think... since that day, he was known as Wrong Way Jim.
Oh, God. Oh, that's not good. When you earn your nickname and it's not for something cool, then that's never any good. But I don't know. Maybe I'm sure you got like some kind of cool marketing deal out of it. One year later, the St. Louis Gateway Arch was completed.
I think the St. Louis Gateway Arch might be slightly underrated.
The trip up there in that weird little egg is not, but when you get to the top, it's pretty cool to see. It's cool to see when you're driving your way out there and you suddenly see it for the first time, especially if you're coming in like towards the evening and so the sun is setting and you see it. It's very nice. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In 1974, Muhammad Ali wins the Rumble in the Jungle. That's what beating George Foreman in that one, right?
I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah, the one that Will Smith eventually portrayed him in the movie for. In 1984, an unnamed infant received a baboon heart.
How'd that work out?
Not good for the baboon.
Fair enough.
Yep. In 2003, the Concorde makes its final flight.
I rode on the Concorde.
You did? Was it cool?
Well, I was like five or six years old, but it broke the sound barrier, so that's cool.
Nice. Lego just came out with a Concorde build set, and it looks pretty darn cool. probably celebrating the 20th anniversary of its final flight. Look at that.
There you go.
And finally, in 2004, the Red Sox win the first World Series championship since 1918.
Breaking the curse of the Bambino.
Yeah, leaving the Cubs, then it's like at that time the longest streak out there.
Yep, at the time, which they've remedied that since then.
Yeah, yes, since then it's been remedied. Yeah. That wraps it up, buddy.
Well, thank you for that. And how about we move on to the news? Favorite jingle?
Are we doing quick hits this week?
No, I was just wondering if the news jingle was your favorite jingle.
Well, are we doing quick hits this week?
Keith.
Just yes or no. Are we doing quick hits this week? Because it'll change my answer.
Keith, I'm so sorry. I'm just really sorry. That's all I can say is that I'm sorry.
This is not my favorite jingle.
I don't know why this happens, but every time you appear on the show,
I know why it happens.
We just have this backlog of news stories, and we have no other choice but to go through them very quickly.
And you don't know how this happens.
I have no idea. It's just it's a very unfortunate coincidence.
So what, one of your kids is the one who types up this nice little redacted bit of information and sent it out to me, so you had no idea?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I mean, obviously, by the time that I'd assembled the information for our time together, I realized that we were going to have to talk about several news stories very, very quickly. But I mean, until then, I was like, oh. And then it just happens.
All right. Well, let's rip this Band-Aid off then.
All right. So let's get started here. Perhaps you heard the story about the military jet that went missing?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I don't check the news. I just wait for your headlines every week.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is my only source for actual news.
Wow. I didn't realize I was carrying that burden, but I'm happy to do so.
Yeah. So really, I mean, quick hits is probably good, so I like learn more than one thing at a time, I guess. The 10 months you took off, really, I was lost completely.
You were completely ignorant to everything that was going on around you in the world? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, so this Marine pilot took off from the Joint Reserve Base in Charleston, South Carolina, and he had what was described as a mishap, and he had to eject from the plane, and so he bailed out, and the plane just kept on going. And it turns out, Keith, that the Marine Corps has had three, quote, Class A aviation mishaps over the past 6 weeks. And that apparently is enough for the Marine Corps to pause what they call in-flight operations across the entire Marine Corps.
This is where, like, the people over at the Air Force are chuckling.
Right. Basically, the problem is that he ejected out of the plane. The plane kept going, and they didn't know where it went. They lost the plane. Because it's a stealth fighter, and it has a coating on it, so they literally lost it. It just kept going, and its last known position was between two large bodies of water northwest of Charleston, and they had no idea where the plane was, so they reached out to the public to help find their missing jet.
Oh, man, if that's in my backyard, I ain't telling them nothing.
The fact that they've had three of these over the last 6 weeks is a big deal because just this one jet cost $100 million.
So it's the same issue each time. So they've lost three different jets?
Well, they've just had they've had three of what they call Class A aviation mishaps, and they've shut down in-flight operations for the entire Marine Corps.
Meanwhile, somebody else has like got a Facebook marketplace. Stealth bomber for sale, cheap.
But I have good news. They found the jet.
Oh, all right.
And it went down in a somewhat remote area of, you know, not far from where I described. And I bring you audio of a local man who witnessed the plane going down. Would you like to hear that audio?
Well, this is new. This is new. Yeah.
Here we go.
This is like cursory, more than cursory research. Just, you know.
I had a chance to talk to a man who lives out here. He told me he actually heard the plane as it was flying past his house and crashing nearby, but he didn't know what it was.
I'm almost October the 6th. I'll be 72 years old.
Randolph White retired from his job at the paper mill in Georgetown 10 years ago. He lives in this house with his wife in a very rural area of Williamsburg County.
Well, it's nice and quiet and peaceful, and I don't have to worry about people that, you know, close up tight. You know, I like space.
He loves living about 2 miles away from where he grew up. Normally, it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon...
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching... between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. Then my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
The first thought came to me. I said, must be a meteorite coming out of space or something. And I said, well, if it's an airplane, it needed to be reported. The thing was flying just too low. So yesterday evening, I said, the helicopters, I'm out there walking. Choppers keep flying around. I said, well, somebody must have robbed a banker, killed some people or whatever. So I walked up there. He told me it was about the plane.
There you go, Keith. Local witness to the plane going down.
So he didn't know it was a plane, so he just didn't think to call. But when it makes that noise that he makes, when you hear that, you might want to check on something.
Uh-huh. All right, Keith. Mm-hmm. That's news story number one. Are you ready for news story number two?
Yeah, the audio helped with that one. I it's taking the sting off this quick hits.
All right, good, good, good. Well, this next one comes with a picture, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to set up the story first. So, Keith, how long have you been married?
14 years, 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks
ago. Okay, so congratulations. So quite a long time. And yeah. I would imagine you and your wife are pretty close.
As close as we could possibly be.
Now, is there anything that you're willing to share that you do to kind of maintain that closeness?
I'm an MVP. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Well, here's another idea of something you can do to maintain the closeness with you and your spouse.
All right.
Florida resident and mom of three, Rachel Bailey, age 30, has been breastfeeding her husband, Alexander, since 2016.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't need to be. I'm not getting that close.
If you don't believe me, then perhaps you don't.
No. I don't need a picture of this.
I'm going to share with you a visual.
Why are you going to do this to me? Adam, please come back.
Just so you understand what's going on in the story.
I think I do already, but I get, okay.
So if you'll just look at the picture I just sent you.
I'm going to report you. I think he's just motorboating.
Well, not according to the story, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
This all started because you might be thinking, well, how did this all start? Well, this all started when they were away on a cruise and Rachel forgot her breast pump and she was badly engorged and was in a lot of pain for 2 days. And so they were trying to figure out how to address that problem. So they decided that her husband would drink the milk to give her relief.
As opposed to just like...
squirt it overboard?
Yeah.
Would you prefer that she stood by the railing of the boat and of the cruise ship and just squirted it into the ocean?
Well, no, like at the very front of the boat and like do it like Leonardo DiCaprio and in Titanic.
Yeah, that's another option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have worked perfect.
They were nervous that people would think it was weird. But they just kept on doing it.
What, like they weren't in their own cabin when they would do it? Like on the cruise, they didn't stay in their own cabin. They went out laying around by the pool like, all right, honey, I got to.
Well, no, they've been doing this for the last few years. So I think when they came back from the cruise, they were a little bit nervous about what people would think. But later they didn't care. And it got to the point, Keith, where she was breastfeeding her husband at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But now she's producing less milk, so she just does it at night.
Well, okay. It's a little glass of, a little quote-unquote glass of warm milk before bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Alexander says he loves breastfeeding from his wife, and there's a handful of benefits. One, it gives him a great boost of nutrients, Keith. The other is it boosts his immune system. He hasn't gotten a cold in 2 years.
Whoa.
But best of all, Keith, they get to spend quality time together. They claim they've never been closer as a couple.
Look, my wife watches some show. I think it's on HBO. I think that's what's on with the people with weird addictions for doing stuff. Like the lady who eats toilet paper. or like the guy who really likes the smell and taste of tuna fish, so he keeps like cans around all the time. And he'll drink out of the can.
Are you comparing those examples to this?
No, I'm saying no. What I'm saying is I've seen these people do like weird extreme things. So that this doesn't actually seem that crazy, I guess. But only because I know those other things exist out there. Look, I mean, yeah, if it keeps him close, I mean, I don't know, is there a point when she'll stop producing and then, like, what is, then he's going to want to get divorced? He's going to want to try and, you know, get some milk on the side? I don't know. This seems like a slippery slope.
It's like a gateway drug?
Yeah, I mean, it could, like, if he was used to 3 times a day and all of a sudden she can only, you know, produce 1 time a day, well, maybe he's, you know, stepping out to lunch or breakfast on, you know, separately to get his fix.
Well, maybe she's weaning him off of it, like you would a toddler.
Yeah. Also, if you're at breakfast, are we, is it just like, you know, straight away, or are you mixing in with the coffee? What are we doing here?
Like, putting in your cereal?
Yeah, like, hey, honey, I got my bowl of Frosted Flakes here. Hit me.
So Keith, that wasn't so bad because that was the last story. We don't have time for our next story.
Was it more breastfeeding stories?
I can't say because we don't have time.
I'll be honest, I'm really thrown off because usually most of your stories involve death and some kind of like weird.
No, weird what? No, that's not true. I don't know what you're talking about. That's quite an indictment by you.
All right. Go back and listen to the tape, people.
Well, in any case, we don't have time for any more stories, but I do have a headline if you'd like to hear it.
Sure, go ahead. Hit me with it.
Okay. Chess grandmaster cleared of claims that he cheated in a match last year using vibrating anal beads.
All right. Well, I mean, at least it wasn't famous restaurant or makes some kind of semen meal. So I'm okay.
Well, plus he didn't do it. He was cleared. He was cleared of those charges. They were claiming that he was cheating using vibrating anal beads, and it turns out he was not doing that.
Isn't that the same thing the Houston Astros did, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except they won the World Series while wearing anal beads.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations. All right, Keith, well, perhaps you have birthdays for us.
I may have a few. It's actually more than a few. Long list this week. Nolan Gould?
Gould,
25 years old, from Modern Family.
That's right.
Yep. Katy Perry turns 39. Not quite a milestone yet. Give her next year. John Heder, a.k.a. Napoleon Dynamite, 46 years old. Ryan Reynolds, 47. Man, that guy he does everything these days.
He's one of my favorites. I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. He's at that Kansas City football game recently.
Huh.
Hanging out with Taylor Swift and all those folks.
Of course he was.
Probably trying to get her to come to one of his soccer team games.
Sure. Yeah,
boost those ratings a little bit. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 40, 8th this week. He is also from Modern Family.
Yep.
Napoleon is 49. Seth MacFarlane turns big 5-0. That's a that's one of those milestones you always give Adam crap about, right?
Hot take, don't like Seth MacFarlane.
Okay. Take accepted. Julia Roberts turns 56. I'll be honest, I feel like that seems younger than I thought she would be.
Yeah, me too.
Because she's just been around so long.
I would agree. But she was a star in movies, I mean, I guess in her early 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
20-ish?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very long time. I guess I would have expected her to be hitting like the 60 mark already.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, much like Tom Cavanaugh has.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he was on The Flash for a long time. He's on...
Ed?
Oh, there's this one other show.
Scrubs?
Leverage? Is that him as well?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
You know, Scrubs, he's on Ted, you said, right?
Ed. He was the star of the show, Ed.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with him.
Yep.
I'm also familiar with Bob Odenkirk, who had a milestone last year, and this year's just a simple 61.
Yeah, but he's great.
Yep. Weird Al Yankovic, 64. I've recently introduced my kids to Weird Al.
Ooh, how was that received?
Very well. They've since have like played music of his on their own. And looked it up on their own over there on Spotify. You know what? I could top some of those facts about me I mentioned earlier. Let you know that the first concert I ever went to was Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Dan Castellaneta.
Yep.
Turns 66. Why can't I place who that is offhand?
Homer Simpson.
Well, Nancy Cartwright's Bart Simpson, right?
That's correct.
And she's also 66.
Yep.
So Homer and Bart are the same age. Jeff Goldblum, 71 years old, doesn't look a day over 50. Pat Sajak, who my grandma, I guess at some point in time, says we're potentially related to. I don't know.
What?
He turned 77. Yeah, she had lost most of her memory by the time somebody told me that, so I couldn't ask.
Also, he's recently retired.
Yes, yes. Or he's about to retire as soon as spring season or fall season or whatever is over. The summer season. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is officially done. I don't know.
Oh, he's done. He's been done a long time, Keith.
Well, that's before he even retired. Right. John Cleese turns 84.
Legend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And still very sharp. And also, another legend, 1 year older, though. Christopher Lloyd, 85 years young.
And just to tie the beginning and the end together, a co-creator of Modern Family.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it tied back to the fact you mentioned it was Back to the Future Day.
Well, it does that as well. But in this birthday list, we began and ended with someone associated with Modern Family.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Well, learning something new every day. Thanks, Chris.
That's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Keith, and thank you, Clay Groves. Keith, I have three people that were born on this day but are now dead. First, an absolute legend. Actually, these are all kind of legends in their own way. Johnny Carson. Keith died in 2005 at the age of 80. Today he would have been 98. Pablo Picasso died in 1973 at the age of 92. Today he would be 142. And...
did you say 1973?
Yes.
Pablo Picasso died in 1973? Like 2 years before I was born? I don't know why I think that I expect like 1873. I don't know why I do, but...
I know we've had that come up before where people have died...
huh.
Much more in a much more contemporary period than we thought they did.
Yeah. Hmm.
And wrapping things up, former President Theodore Roosevelt died in 1919 at the age of 61. Today he would be 145.
There we go. About to hit the big 150. Gotta recognize that milestone.
Right. So,
do you get milestones after you're dead? Like. Like the birthdays, like the 50 and then 65.
I think so.
And you get moving. Like, is there like, you know, after you go, do people start going, oh man, he would have been 100 this year?
Yeah, like Johnny Carson, 2 years away.
Yeah, or hey, he's going to be 150 at some point. Like, I don't know if anybody would actually recognize that. Like, if you were like a family member, like, you know, multi-generation, now go, oh man, great uncle Teddy. It'll be 145. Man, we got to start planning that celebration for 5 years from now. It hits 150.
Well, if no one else is willing to carry that torch here on This Week Today, we're willing to do so.
Yeah, we'll go do some big game hunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keith, I have just one more thing before we go today.
Sure.
And as you know, we've had a lot of famous people call into the show over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them were superheroes, and a couple have been supervillains.
They have, yes.
It's been a long, long time, but one of the supervillains that has called into our show has called again.
Because I know Michael Jordan calls, so that's a superhero.
Yes, that's right.
Is this LeBron?
No, it's not just somebody that you and I think is a supervillain, it's an actual supervillain. How about a voicemail from Bane?
All right, hit me with it.
Well, good afternoon, Toph. I have returned. I think that your darkness, you have found it to be an ally. No, because you, Toph, you, Adam, you, Keith, you, all of you gravity beards, you think darkness is your ally. No, you adopted the dark. I was born in it. And I shall return to vanquish the gravity beards.
How about that?
Such a lovely singing voice.
Well, first of all, Keith, he named you.
Wow, yeah, well.
Matt. And then secondly, and this is something I think all of us should take very seriously at Gravity Beard, he threatened the entire group.
Yeah, well. I mean, I'm sure he's not the first, won't be the last.
That's threatened the group?
Yeah. I mean, I threatened the group while we've just been sitting here. I've been, you know, online threatening the group already.
Well, I mean, something that stood out to me was, so Bane hasn't called in a really long time. So first of all, thank you, Bane, for calling in. Not so much for the threat. Wish you wouldn't have done that. In the past, when Bane is called in, soon after we've heard from Batman.
Mm.
We also haven't heard from Batman in a really, really long time. And so I don't have my hopes up, but perhaps we'll hear from Batman.
Well, it's Palpatine? We'll hear from Palpatine also.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear from Emperor Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah. And the equivalent to that would be Gerald Ford. Could also call him, I'm sure.
Right.
Those two go hand in hand.
Well, we've had a whole celebrity parade over the years, so I'd be thrilled to hear from any of them.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so am I. I'm always happy with these call-ins.
Yeah, me too. And Keith, with that brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
Darn.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. But before we go, would you please tell us where you'd like people to find you and your work?
Yeah, sure. You can you follow me on Twitter at KG3030, or you can go over to Instagram where I try to keep up on some stuff there. I think it's at KG3030lives because I got locked out of my previous account. Can't figure out how to get back in. And you can also check me out along with our friend Derek and then Terry. We are the Monster Hunters. Go to www.monsterhunters.com. The three of us talking about near 60-year-old sitcom about a Frankenstein monster and his grotesque family. And a show that I think was completely overrated in the history of television. But we make it sound even better with our very long recaps.
Hang on. Yeah. Not to interrupt you, but if it's an overrated show in your opinion, why are you doing a podcast about it?
Well, because it took a little while to figure out that it's an overrated show. And by then, we're already pot committed.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And now we're just counting down the days.
You're just torturing yourself.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to just stop. I mean, we committed to doing covering the two seasons they had. We're going to finish it out.
Okay. All right.
Even if most episodes make us miserable. I mean,
I admire your commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, the other thing that you can check me out on is, I don't know if this is just a way that I'm trying to get myself in the groove of doing podcasting on my own again, but the Pop-Up Film Cast, I have started to go through and curate some of our better movies of the 300 plus that Derek and myself and Tofu, you and other guests came on, and we watched all these great movies from the bottomless box of movies that was sitting out on my porch, and I put it together in a little something called Pop-Up Film Cast Reanimated. We're going to be coming out every other week starting October 2nd. So,
it's about three weeks ago.
It'll show up on an episode at some point.
Excellent.
We kicked off with Bernie Rao with Killer Sofa. And then probably this week was we had Phil Rude. Picked one of the movies he was on.
Yep.
For our second episode. And I'm enjoying going back and listening to these little bits of things that have gone on and some of the better movies that we got to review on there and enjoying kind of looking back at Pop-Up. So hopefully everybody else does as well.
No, it's been great. I'm glad you're doing that. It's been really fun to go back and revisit those.
Yeah, it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while, and it just so happened that I think October 2nd was the same day we did the first episode of that style. So kicking it off there just kind of made sense.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, at Pop-Up Filmcast on Twitter, you can find me there.
Very good. All right, some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For the MVP, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to. Say goodbye, Keith.
Goodbye, Toph.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.
All right, and we're out.
All right, so that was the walkthrough, right? So now I should press record and we do the full thing?